Good morning. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Today's sermon text is going to be taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? It will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Lord's comforting Israel with this promise. He's foretelling Babylon's destruction and his people's deliverance. God does care for Israel. God has formed the nation for himself. The nation has been consistently disobedient. Still, they are God's nation. And through all their sin and suffering, God would work to demonstrate to the world that he and he alone is God. The particular writing in Isaiah 43, the northern tribes have been in captivity for a while. We can't be specific on how many years, but they were in there for a little while when Isaiah 43 was written. And we do know through scripture in the ninth year of Hosea, king of Israel, and that was in 723 BC, Assyria carried Israel away. And they were going to be in captivity for a while. And it was a total of 187 years that they were in captivity. That's a long time to be in captivity. And when I was putting this together, I said 1 minute in captivity is long enough. 1 day, 1 hour. But these guys, from sinning and being disobedient, and this refutes the God is love theory, because God is love, but he is also just. And he told them on multiple occasions throughout scripture, do this and this will happen. Don't do this and this will happen. Well, it happened and they went into captivity. And we got 3 points of application. A new thing, spiritual highway, and spiritual rivers. In a new thing, we're going to talk about the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare a way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And he did that, and the book of Isaiah is about captivity, and it's also talking about salvation and a coming Messiah. The last 27 chapters in the book of Isaiah is about the coming Messiah, and specifically the most prophetic scriptures in the Bible come from Isaiah 53 or Psalms 22 has the most prophetic scriptures about our coming Messiah who had come in the flesh and he died for our sins. And let me just backtrack 1 second. The deliverance from God came by Cyrus, the king of Persia. So God can use people for deliverance. But I thought about that, and I seen the scripture on a wall, and I'm like, I'm going to try to do something with this. And it happened to be at a men's shelter, and I took a picture of it. And captivity can be a tough place to be. Jesus Christ took our captivity away when he went to the cross. Sin no longer reigns in us. This comes from the gospel. A time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. This will melt away your captivity. We have to put our trust, faith, and belief in what the book says. And we have to repent. We have to turn from sin. The Old Testament people had the laws, the statutes, the commandments. God was doing a new thing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Our captivity will be in him, no longer in sin and in the world. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We have to make what we believe sure. As the sky is blue, we have to believe this. We have to have no reservations about what we believe in, what we put our faith in. He will carry us through the day. You look at the footprint prayer, and I've done that quite often, and at the very end, there's only one set of footprints, and he has carried me. When you can't carry yourself, he will carry you. And this comes from true repentance, and this is what the psalmist wrote, David, in Psalms 103, as far as the east is from the west, as far has removed our transgressions from us. Our sins are remembered no more. Christ died on the cross for our sins, paid our penalty in full. And he did it willingly, obedient to the Father. This is the most recognized thing that's new for a Christian. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Our past is gone. It's remembered no more. But don't think for a minute that there's not consequences for your actions. There's always a reaction for an action. But God will not remember. If you break the law, you'll pay a price. It's just that simple. But our God will remember our sins no more, and we will be made new. Our thinking, how we act, how we walk, how we talk, will all be different. It will be glorifying, praising him, getting in his word. So let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in times of need. We have to rely upon Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. The world will not give us our answers. Far from it. Secularism is not the answer. Jesus Christ, his word, is the answer. He is the way, he's the truth, he's the life, and nobody's going to come to him except through the Father, and we have to believe upon him. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If you are a new creation, the devil cannot get you. He might tempt you, he might go after you, but if you resist him, he'll move on to somebody else. We all have clay feet as a Christian, but with God on our side, the Holy Spirit that's indwelled in us, we can live to fight the good fight of faith. We can demonstrate our faith as Christians on what God can do. God's highway. A way provided as a spiritual highway. Therefore, strengthen the hand which hangs down and the feeble knee, and make straight path for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. We come into church for the first time. We might be skeptics. We might not really believe. Doubt. Keep coming. Read your Bible. Talk to positive, constructive people, godly men. Go to Bible studies. That same guy that walks in here broken, beaten, hurt, can be healed. God is the great physician. He's the great healer. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. That tells me stay rooted in Christ Jesus. If we get off the path and go back to the wilderness, it's very easy. A herd of cows stick together so they don't get picked off. Herds of buffalo. My thinking is like that. If I hang around with like-minded people, I stay in close communion with God, I'm not going to get picked off. I'm not going to have somebody nipping at me. You got four or five guys that work together, the conversation goes downhill. Just walk away. Walk away. Go read a spiritual devotion, pray. It's very easy. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls. We have to be rooted in Christ. 24/7, 365 days a year. Jesus said, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. If we keep our eyes off of him for any amount of time, we can go down a road of hard knocks. I don't know if anybody's going down the road of hard knocks. As a Christian, you don't have to. I believe you choose to if you waver. This psalmist was in a really good spiritual place when he wrote this. Truly, my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. If you can read this and say this, you're in a pretty good place. And the way that we can obtain to that as a Christian is by seeking the Lord early and often. Thy will, not mine, be done, Lord, and do it. He knows the heart. He knows the intent of the heart. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day, for our light affliction, what is but for a moment, is working for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory, which we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. He's doing new things in our lives as a Christian. He wants us to be more Christ-like. He wants us to be more godly. Instead of saying something, step back, think before you act. We live in the world, but we're not of the world. We're new creations. We're from above. Christ is interceding for us today. We could feel like we're in a boxing ring and we got the manager telling us the game plan and we're doing the fighting. But he's with us, he indwells in us. And we can keep going forward. When I read this, I said, I've certainly been there. I am like a pelican of the wilderness and like an owl of the desert. And every time I saw a pelican, it's always been not in the wilderness, but near water. And an owl, I did see an owl, an owl in Arizona. But for the most part, when you're in that condition, when you feel like a pelican, or you're out of place. God wants us to be on the highway of His plan, which is following the Bible's way. There's either two paths. There's either the wilderness where you're getting scorched and tarantulas and scorpions and snakes, but the highway is His way. And that's not to say that you're not going to have problems, but He will definitely be there to guide you and to keep you on the straight and narrow. The way of a lazy man is like a hedge of thorn, but the way of the upright is a highway. We must put in the work as a Christian. Every day is a new day, is a new beginning. Thy will, not mine, be done. What can I do to serve you today? And I submit this in the form of a question. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? You ask and you do not receive because you asked amiss. We have to have the right motives. We have to have the right intentions. A spiritual river, and this is the final point, a symbol of divine blessing. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth its fruits in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does, he shall prosper. We are going to, as a Christian, if we stay in divine blessing, and God will keep guiding us and feeding us His word. A water is the symbol. He who believes in me, as the scripture had said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Jesus is the living water. He is the right way to go. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Faith and belief go hand in hand, like a hand in glove. And we have to seek Him. When I read this, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I want more money at my job. I want a better car. I want a bigger house. Whatever the case may be, whatever banter is going through your head, I want a nicer bike. I want this. I want that. I want to be a foot taller, whatever. Whatever the case may be, you know. I am content where I'm at. As a Christian, God has given me everything that I need. He is the way. He's done it all for us. And we have the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, and He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I say to you. The Holy Spirit, as a believer, is indwelled in us. The moment we believe upon Him, we accept Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, God in our lives. I can remember when I got baptized, I thought I was going to see bolts of lightning, and you know, it didn't happen that way. But I just felt a peace, and I knew through the scriptures that something was taking place. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, rightly, and godly in this present age. Sounds like a command to me. If you're a Christian, act like one. When we falter and we stutter step, we're giving a black eye to the Christian community, to God. We're grieving the Spirit. We all fall short of God's glory. There's not one in here that hasn't, or won't, or will not. As a Christian, we do the best we can at that particular moment. If a sorry is in order right away, say it, but mean it. It's not a pacifying sorry. If you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, don't do them. Stop. Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. That's actually frightening. You cannot live as a Christian and live in the world at the same time, having one foot in Christianity, being a Sunday Christian guy, and Monday through Saturday living crazy. You know, God's not going to have it. You'll end up in the wilderness. Eventually, evil company corrupts good habits. If you want to hang around with negative people, they'll bring you down. In the Spirit, and the bride says, come. Let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, come, whoever desires. And let him take the water of life freely. He said the word come three times. He's offering free water. Three times. Come, come, come. If you choose not to come and believe what God says, then you will reap what you sow. That's a simple fact. Why has Uncle Bob not accepted Jesus and Scott has? I don't know these answers. But I do know that I accept him, I believe him, and I did come. Gerard invited me to church, and I'm glad. It was the best decision I ever made in my life. As a Christian, we all have issues, peccadilloes, problems. But God will sort them out for you. He is up in the heavenlies interceding for us. Living in captivity is not where God wants a Christian to be. He wants us to be on the narrow path that leads to life. He wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. If possible, depends upon you. Don't put yourself in situations where you ought not. There's been a lot said. We're going to be wrapping this up, going into prayer. I just hope that this was profitable. Stay on God's path. Fear is an unanswered prayer. Pray to God and he will guide you. Holy Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us spread seeds of hope. May your words ring true. May you be praised, worshiped, and glorified, Lord. May you just keep showering your people with your love and your gifts, Lord. Where two or three are gathered, there I will be in the midst, you said. And there you are in this wonderful building, Lord, your church, Lord. Let us never forget, as Christians, who our God is, what he's done for us. He bore our sins on the cross. He shed his blood for our sins. And may we not even entertain going back into the wilderness, but be on your highway and having your spiritual water, Lord, to nourish us. Your word, let's feed on your word, Lord. Let us walk as worthy, repentant sinners. Let us be grateful and thankful for what we have. Let's use the gifts wisely. You said you would never leave or forsake us, Lord. That is a promise. Thank you, Lord. In all this, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. We're going to have an interlude, and then we're going to go into